AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Iran is supplying Russia with drones.
Our information indicates that the Iranian government is preparing to provide Russia with up to several hundred UAVs, including weapons-capable UAVs, on an expedited timeline.
Sullivan says Iran could be training Russians on how to use the drones this month. In Ukraine, Russian artillery continues to bombard the cities. Six people killed in three missile strikes in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. Russian President Vladimir Putin making additional moves to annex areas of Ukraine already in his military's hands. The Biden administration, through the Department of Health and Human Services, has told hospitals they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk, saying federal law on emergency treatment guidelines preempts state laws in jurisdictions that now ban the procedure without exception. The department says its guidance does not reflect new policy, but merely reminds doctors and providers of their existing obligations under federal law. A petition effort in Michigan, which generated 750,000 signatures, places an effort to codify abortion rights in the state's constitution on the ballot in November.
The number of signatures show that here in Michigan, we trust women, we trust people, we trust doctors, not politicians, to make decisions about our body.
Shanae Watkins Whitaker with Reproductive Freedom for All. The signatures still have to be verified. St. Louis Federal Reserve President James Bullard tells the AP the economy is healthy and shows little sign of an imminent recession and can withstand higher interest rates.
Now we have lots of inflation, but the question is, can we get back to 2% without disrupting the economy? I think we can.
Some 1,500 concession workers at Dodger Stadium vote to authorize a strike just days ahead of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. This is AP News. President Biden showcases a new law that provides some chances to reduce gun violence, but more is needed.
As President Biden said, the bill represented real progress.
Sit down, you'll hear what I have to say.
He was interrupted on the South Lawn by Manuel Oliver, whose son Joaquin was killed at a Florida high school.
I've got to tell you this for years.
Let him talk.
Just before security led Oliver away, some gun control advocacy groups say while the bill is historic, it's also the bare minimum. Guns Down America's chief says the president has not met the moment and is instead acting like a bystander. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The United Nations says the world's population is projected to reach 8 billion people on November 15th of this year. It could reach more than 10 billion by the end of the century. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.